Hello, Diamond Girls. This is Adrienne Everhart. I just wanted to add this quick update to all of my most popular podcast episodes to say thank you. Because of you, my podcast is now listed in the top 10 on Apple and Spotify. That's for people who are searching the terms relationship advice or relationship advice for women. So if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow me, rate and review my podcast. This helps other women just like you find my podcast episodes and see how their lives can get so much better, bigger, and more meaningful with the power of feminine energy. Again, thank you for supporting my podcast. Because of you, more and more women are finding my show. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy, dating, lifestyle, and relationship coach. Now, many of you know I really got my start on my YouTube channel, and I am so thankful for all my loyal YouTube followers who have now found my podcast, and you can join me here, and we can find yet another way to connect. But today, I wanted to share with you one of my number one YouTube titles, which is How to Get a Man to Chase You. I also have another one called How to Make a Man Wild for You. And I want to stress that these are some great YouTube titles. But at first, when I began my YouTube career, I really wasn't into the idea of making videos where I wanted a man to be wild for you and I wanted a man to chase you. I had my own connotations about what that meant to have a man wild for you and what it meant to have a man chase you. And what it really means and why I'm okay using these titles that really grab attention, because I want to be honest, if I had never used a title like this, you would not know who Adrienne Everhart was. You would have never heard of my name. So on YouTube, we have to use these titles that really grab attention. But at some point, I made peace with a man being wild for you, a man craving you, a man wanting to chase you and pursue you. And here's why. Because I like it. I like how it feels. I like how it feels when my husband pursues me. When I'm in the kitchen and he just reaches for me or grabs me, I like how it feels. And I like it when my husband is pursuing me and he's text messaging me and he's calling me or he's making plans with me or he's kind of in a way managing me in a good way. He's pursuing me. He's pursuing me and I like that. I don't want to be ignored. I don't want to feel lonely in my relationship. So yeah, I'm here to share with you how to use your feminine energy to get a man to chase you and how to drive a man wild for you because I don't want you to get into your masculine energy. Every day, I have women who email me or they find me on my free group, I Heart Love Academy, or they want to coach with me because they want to do or say something to get a man to pursue them. And the truth is, there are some things you can do and say. But we're not going to do and say them to make something happen. We're going to do and say them because they feel good and right for you. So that's what feminine energy is all about. It's about feeling good in your body, knowing your boundaries, being able to speak your boundaries and preferences, being able to find clarity. So I'm going to share with you the live stream video about this topic. But I'm also going to give you the shortened version. I do hope you stick around and listen to the whole thing. It's only about 25 minutes long, and it included some Q&A from some really great ladies who were asking some powerful questions about dating, relationships, keeping your marriage strong, what to say if you're not really sure if a guy likes you or if a man is shy. There were so many great topics in the Q&A, but I'm going to talk about how attractiveness is so important to a man. Men are visual. This is true. But the idea of what that visual need or desire is, when it's really translated to the man, it might not be what we think it is or what television or the window display or whatever we happen to see is selling us. For example, really, really high heels. I think really, really high heels are probably sexy at some point to all men. But is it the type of everyday sexy that's going to really tie his heart up or just get him hot for you and get him in the bed? Because I want him wild for you. I want him chasing you, not because of some high heels you have
or your bondage gear or a sexy outfit. I want him chasing and pursuing you because, like, he looks at you and he's like, this is my girl. She is beautiful. I love her. I cannot get enough of her. And I just want to wrap my arms all over her. Now, as a woman, you have probably felt this about a child or about a little puppy. You've been like, oh, you're so cute. You're so adorable. I just want to cuddle you up. I just want to wrap my arms and I want to protect you and love you. And it's a very nurturing feeling we have for children or pets or even sometimes elderly people. We just want to love and take care of them. We just feel this love in our hearts. This is what men feel for women. They can also feel it for pets and children and animals. But when a man looks at you and you are this person that brings him so much happiness and warmth and your presence makes him feel so good, he just wants to wrap his arms around you and hold you tight and claim you and make you his own. So I want you to think about attractiveness in terms of how can you expand your feminine energy? How can you find clothing, fabrics, colors, textures that feel good to you? I talk about in this video how I'm wearing this really electric blue color, and I never really thought of ever wearing this color. And one day my husband, we were passing a window to a store and he goes, you'd look pretty in that. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, with your dark hair. I put it on and I have worn that original shirt so much it has a hole in it and I've had to sew it several times because it's still one of his favorite things to see me in. So I just want you to expand on what it is that you feel good in. It's sometimes you're in a rut. Sometimes you're just like, this is what I've always worn. And you can kind of dress like a uniform, or you are afraid to try a different color. Try getting in touch with your inner girl and seeing what she likes. I never wore lip gloss. I never wore glittery nail polish. But since discovering my inner girl, neon colors are some of my most favorite colors because I feel like a girl. And I happen to be with a man who totally digs the whole 1980s vibe, neon colors and things like this on a girl. So it works. And that's how it's going to work for you too. You're going to find what you feel sexy in, colors, clothes, texture, even your hair. You might want to get a highlight or do something different that you normally wouldn't. The next tip, tip number two, is about be willing to get clarity and ask uncomfortable questions. Now, I share these following scripts, which is things that you can communicate and ask your guy. If you want to learn more about speaking scripts from your feminine energy, I have an ebook called 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It comes with a 2-day video class. I highly suggest you check it out. So here are some of the questions. I'm just going to read them out. You can imagine asking your man this. Question number one, what feels good to you? You can ask that about anything, just out of the blue, or while you're giving each other a nice massage, or when a commercial comes on television. You can say, well, what feels good to you? You're opening up that vulnerability. You're opening up that sensuality. Because most guys are going to dodge that question, and they're going to go, I don't know, what feels good to you? So you can start talking about that. Number two is, do you want to know what you did that I cannot stop thinking about? Now, how often have we said to our mans, oh my God, I can't believe what you did. But this time it's going to be, oh my gosh, I cannot forget what you did. The guy will go, what? What did I do? I want to know. And this is another way you can share with them and just start opening up their heart and that vulnerability. This is a really cute one. Number three is, what is the sexiest time of day to you? I'm just curious, what's the sexiest time of day to you? You will stop a man in his tracks if you ask him this, because he will be like, what? Where is this coming from? And he might tell you something like, oh, I don't know, sexiest time of the day for me is, oh, anytime. But it's that you're going to start talking about it and just getting that vibe up of that where you can be vulnerable and playful with one another. It's very sexy and alluring to a man. I think this is number four. This is a great one if you aren't sure about a guy. I love this one. Or even with your husband, if you're kind of like, I don't know if I'm on the right page, but I'm curious if you sense there's something more for us. And then you can follow up with, I've been wrong before. I've been thinking that there's maybe more for us or that there's some warm feelings happening here, but I have totally been wrong and embarrassed myself. And I'm just curious what you think. And you're again asking that uncomfortable question. It can be really nervous, but you kind of give yourself an out with that one. Now, this last one is just what I preach all the time, but I cannot stress enough how powerful it is. If you are in a bad, unhappy, unfulfilling relationship right now, and you feel like there is no way out, and that your partner is just always mad at you, and you're mad at them, and things are just going wrong every other weekend, I want you to really focus on the positive and the good in your relationship. And before you even say, well, there is no good in my relationship, nothing's going right, something has to be going right. And I want you to focus on it. And more than that, peel your negative energy off the man. Because you might be having some thoughts about him that are just ongoing negative stream. It's just unconscious almost that you're just thinking these negative things about him. For example, if he's wearing a dirty t-shirt, you might say, oh God, he looks like a mess again. Or you can say, oh, he's been working so hard. Look at him. You see how you can flip anything from negative to positive if you try. So I want you to give yourself a good couple of weeks of practicing this, and I promise you, your relationship will turn around. All right, everybody, please do stick around and listen to the audio version of this, my latest video about how you can use feminine energy to get a man to chase you. I think you'll enjoy it in the Q&A, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About how to drive your man wild, how to get your man to chase you before you go into your masculine energy. Now, I'm going live today, so sorry about a little camera mishap there. It's really important to understand that a woman in her feminine energy is much more alluring and captivating to a man than in her masculine energy. So if you really want a man to be wild for you, you want him to pursue you, and you want to feel that that attraction is really growing and staying strong wherever the two of you are in your relationship at the time, whether you're dating or you've been in a relationship or a marriage for a very long time, I want you to feel really comfortable that you are expressing your feminine energy in a way that this man is pursuing you and chasing you and really feeling a strong attraction for you. Now, I'm not going to share with you the standard tips that are going to tell you some things that aren't really going to be comfortable for you to do, and they're going to be done in a way that's manipulative, that really gets a man to, you're like manipulating him or controlling him with feminine energy. That is not what I teach. That's not what I'm about, but I do help you get incredible results with what I teach you, head on over to my Instagram channel. I'm at Adrienne Everhart over there. You'll see in my stories, I have loads of testimonials for my programs such as ABC's To Get Him Back. It is a proven program that rebuilds you. And I also have my ebook and lots of self-study programs. So do not hesitate, head on over there, everhartcoaching.com, and see how I can help you as well with feminine energy. Now, I'm going to share three tips with you today about how to really get a man to chase you, how to get him wild for you before you get in your masculine energy. So before you get in your masculine energy and decide that, oh, I'm going to ask this guy on a date, or, oh, I'm going to get my husband, I'm going to get him to like try and follow me or pursue me, or I'm going to make some moves on him and lean forward. So before you do that, I'm going to give you three tips. A lot of times we overlook these things and we don't really exercise the power that we have as a feminine energy being when it comes to these tools. Also, my beautiful flowers aren't showing up in this scene, but there they are back there. I should have scooted them over more. Sorry, I'm a girl. I had to share them. All right, so back to my video. So even when you're married, you want to bring back attraction. And when you're single and you're dating, sometimes there's a lot of unknown. You know, is this person as into me as I'm into them? They're not really pursuing me as much anymore. So I don't want you to pursue your husband or your boyfriend or whoever. I don't want you to pursue them, but I don't want you to ignore them either. And I had a video recently about really balancing that masculine and feminine energy that you want to pursue, but also you want to be warm. You want to be warm and available. So check out that video. I'll have it in the links below. It'll help you understand how to balance these things, as do some of my programs. So the number one thing I want to share with you today, it might seem kind of obvious, but it's about attractiveness. So men are visual creatures. They are drawn to what is attractive to them. And sometimes what we think should be attractive to a man actually isn't. And you might think that these really high heels are something he likes, and they probably are. You know, they are something that he really likes, like high heels or a low-cut blouse or a short skirt or, you know, a certain type of hosiery. He might really like those things, but I really want him to be wild for you and really want to claim you and make you his own, whether you want to be a wife or you want to be exclusive or whatever it may be. So I think there's a way to get a guy in bed. Like, it's pretty easy, right? There's ways you can dress or be and you'll get a guy in bed. It's pretty easy to do. I want you to really lock down his heart. So we're going to talk about feminine energy attractiveness. We're talking about clothes, hair, colors, fabrics, textures, things that feel good to you. So for example, early on when I met the man who became my husband.
Hi everyone, this is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He had let me know he didn't like gold jewelry. He just didn't like it. I liked it okay, but I noticed that when I wear gold, it really brings out the gold in my skin. And so for me, I feel really beautiful. I feel like this, you know, bronze goddess when I wear gold. And when I wear gold, whether it's gold eyeshadow, gold clothing, gold jewelry, he often will tell me that I just look like this sun goddess, that I look like this beautiful glowing goddess to him. So I think it's really important that you find textures, fabrics, and colors that appeal to you. You might be really stuck in your wardrobe and stuck with the same type of clothes, but you could do something like, you know, try an electric blue, for example. Try a different color. And I hope you guys can see and hear me okay. And even when it comes to your makeup, you might be stuck in, you know, this nude lip that was so fashionable years ago, or doing these cat eyelines that are hot all over Instagram. But is that what your guy really finds attractive? Is that you really in this feminine energy essence? The same goes with all the fake nails I see all the time and fake eyelashes. Some people, for medical reasons, need things like that. But really, I want you to go back to being what's natural and feels good to you. A guy will like a painted nail, most men will, but I want you to do what feels good to you, okay? This is what feminine energy is about, is this feels good to me. So this color I'm wearing, it's like an electric blue. I wish I could lower my camera just a little bit here. Let me try. There we go. Electric blue is really, make sure it doesn't fall. It's really like one of my favorite colors, but I didn't really wear it that often because I was often in this sort of like mindset that, you know, it was too bright of a color for me. It was just too bright. It was just too strong for me. Let me fix this, guys. I'm sorry. But, you know, electric blue, to me, it just like kind of makes everything pop about me and it's energetic. So I had this mindset that these colors weren't right for me. I had this opinion or this decision. Same with wearing lip gloss. I thought that lip gloss was really kind of a cheesy thing to do, to have your lips really glossy. But now I hardly even wear lipstick. I'm always wearing lip glosses. And they keep my, you know, lips from being dry. I really like how it feels. So you got to find the attractiveness that feels good to you and kind of test it out on the man. Try new colors, new blush, new lip colors. Try something that you wouldn't normally do and see how it feels. See how your inner girl responds to it. I say, let's go to the next one here. This is a fun one. This is about be willing to get clarity. Now, I talk about your feminine energy superpowers, and one of them is clarity. A feminine energy woman, she's not afraid to get clarity. So just real quick in the Q&A, this is live. How many of you understand what it means to get clarity from your man? What do you think that means for you? So clarity is a feminine energy superpower because it allows you to ask the important question. You're able to ask the sometimes uncomfortable question, such as, where do you see us going? Or have, you know, I want to be a wife one day. What do you think? So you're able to ask these uncomfortable but important questions to get clarity. Now, recently, I had a woman ask me, she said, you know, I really, really like this guy. And I'm thinking that I should ask him out. Do you think I should ask him out? And I said, you know, that would really be pursuing, right? That would be pursuing him and chasing after him. And so often you think that you really want, you know, to pursue a man and find out if he's really who you want. But honestly, you have to ask yourself, am I leaning forward and doing the work for him? Or am I allowing him to be a man and pursue me? So to ask the difficult question with this is a fun one. Take out your pen and paper. Write these scripts down. You can ask a man something such as, what feels good to you? So you can be on a date or friendship, and you can say, you know, what feels really good to you? And you're opening up that vulnerability. You're opening up that conversation. Hold on, guys, let me fix my phone here. But you're opening up that conversation and that vulnerability to get him to share with you how he feels in his body. So that's a huge thing, is that the two of you are suddenly sharing your hearts with one another. So you can say, what feels good to you? Here's one of my personal favorites. I'd like to know, you say, do you want to know what I've been thinking, what you did? Guys, I'm ruining this. Hold on. Do you want to know what you did that I can't stop thinking about? I love that question. Do you want to know what you did that I can't stop thinking about, or that I've been thinking about all day? And immediately you speak to his ego. He's like, oh yeah, what did I do? But he wants to know, like, what did I do? I did something that made you feel good. I want to know what it is. Another cute one to ask if you're dating a man is something simple like, what's the sexiest time of the day for you? I think that's a really cute one. What's the sexiest time of the day for you? Because a guy will go, what? What are you talking about? And it's about time, which men kind of relate to a little bit more. But just say, I don't know, do you have a sexy time of the day? And he'll be like, well, do you? And then you have that connection. You've got that chemistry starting to flow and those feelings. But you're also being authentic. You're talking about things that are important to you. Because some people do have a preferred time of the day where they feel like being close or intimate. And it can be shocking what time that is, from first thing in the morning until afternoon or right before you go to bed. It's different for everybody. Sometimes it's all the time. Another one is, I'm curious if you sense that there's more for us. So this is a good one if you're dating a guy or if you're kind of in the friend zone with a man. You can say, you know, I'm really curious if there's more for us because I have been wrong before. And the guy will go, well, what do you mean? And say, well, I don't know. I liked a guy. I really felt like he liked me. And I wasn't sure how I felt about him, but I asked. And I just got it all wrong. And I can sometimes get that wrong. So you're willing to be vulnerable and ask that person, you know, I'm curious if you sense that there's more for us, something like that. So I want you to just think about how you feel and how you can share that clarity, all right? This is about sharing clarity and asking the uncomfortable questions, all right? I would love, love, love to hear some of you comment on that in the chat, and let's go over that because that's a good one for feminine energy. Okay, so the last thing we're gonna talk about is feminine energy to get a man to chase you and pursue you. I really, really love this one because one of the greatest things that you can do is be aware of your thinking that you're having about a man. If you think a negative thought about a man, or if you think he is never gonna do that, he's never gonna call me, I don't know what he's doing, I can't believe he's doing that right now, whatever it is, you're having this ongoing critique or your energy is all over the guy and you're like, when's he gonna call me? When's he gonna reach out? When are we gonna go out again? And you're having those sorts of thought, your energy is all over that man and that man can feel it. I don't know how they do it, but they're a lot more sensitive than what we give them credit for. And a man can really feel when our energy's all over him. So I want you to, if you really want to get a guy to be wild about you, I want you to focus on the positive things about him, whatever it is. I mean, he can bring you over fast food. He can pick up a napkin you dropped on the ground. He can call you for no reason at all. He can text message you. And I want you to be able to respond with warmth and say, oh my goodness, that feels so whatever. Because there's a part of you that's going to be like, I cannot believe he just brought over Chick-fil-A to my house, right? But then another part of you will say, oh my goodness, that is so sweet. That's so sweet that you're bringing us food. Or, oh, that's so sweet you picked up my napkin. Or, oh, that feels so good. You know, I want you to be able to connect with what feels good that he's doing, no matter how small it is. This is a big one. Do not underestimate the power of what's going on in your mind and the energy that it emanates when it comes to feminine energy and connectedness with your partner. It is always really astounding how those two connect. Now, I really want to take a couple of questions in this live. I don't have too much time today, but I'd love to take another question and just speak with you all and just see what we can do as far as, like, you know, clarifying. Sorry about my camera, but clarifying questions in a relationship, those can be really tricky for a lot of people. And I would just like to hear from you in the messages. Now, of course, Super Chat takes precedence. So if someone buys a Super Chat or Super Sticker, I will come to answer you first. All right. Oh, great question. I get asked this one a lot. It says, what about shy men that we know like us, but they're too shy to ask us out? So in this video, I talked about, I'm curious if you sense there's something more for us. You can also reference my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. In that ebook, I have a script for this, which I think it's something on the along the lines of, you know, I'm sensing there's more. I'm sensing there's more. I'm sensing, someone said, how do I find out if he loves me? You know, I'm sensing stronger feelings here, and I'm curious what you're feeling. And if you really don't want to mess up with the guy, you can say to him, you know, I'm a little curious if you think there's something more for us. Because he'll go, what do you mean? Now, ladies, I want you to watch out with this, because men will enjoy entertaining whatever it is that you are trying to say or do. They'll be like, okay, let's see where this is going. What's she talking about? And I want you to be able to say, I'm just curious if you sense there's more for us. Okay, so I made a mistake thinking that a guy friend of mine, well, actually it wasn't a mistake. A guy friend of mine, not too long ago, when I was kind of in between husbands, I wasn't sure if he was straight or out, or I wasn't sure, but we were spending so much time together and just growing on each other. I was pretty sure there was something more there. But I said to him, I said, you know, I sometimes feel like there's something more for us, but I don't know what it is. And I don't want to mess anything up between us. And he said, you know what? I feel the same thing. I feel the same thing, but I don't really know what to do about it because I know who I am, but I also know how I care about you. And then you can realize you can have this, you know, wonderful agape love with someone, but maybe it really isn't the love you're looking for. And you might even have to distance yourself from that person a little bit so that you can find the type of love that it is you're looking for. I hope that helps you and helps answer your question. But with shy men, you have to get clarity and you have to go, well, what are you feeling? And I've been wrong before. I don't know if I'm wrong now, but I'm just curious if you sense that there's something more between us. But I will tell you this. A man will go out of his way. A man will move mountains to be with the woman he wants to be with. That's just how it works. All right, so Maya, let's take your question. I'm going to look for you here in the chat. I saw a great question in here. It says, how do you keep a long-term relationship fun? You know, the secret to keeping a long-term relationship fun is that you have to do new things together that the both of you have never done before. My husband and I did this recently. He just woke up. It was a super cold morning. And he said, let's go walking at this park. And I was like, no, I'm just going to stay. And I said, Adrian, you have to get out and do new things with your partner that both of you haven't done before. Now, we walked at that park before, but, you know, it was just like, get up, go do this. I don't do that. I like to plan things, you know, when it was cold. But I said, okay, I'll do it. I got on my boots. We went and got a biscuit and some coffee. We went to the park, and come to find out the park was having this military reenactment. We met all these people. We had a little picnic. We petted everybody's dogs, you guys, and we came home that night and, you know, we made love and it was wonderful. So really that's one of the keys, is do things together that the two of you have not already done before, because otherwise he's showing you something that he likes to do. You're showing him something that you like to do. It's important to go do new things together. I hope that helps you. Maya, she said, I cut my ex off because he disrespected my time. Will he come back? If he disrespected your time, that can mean a lot of things. So I'd love for you to follow up and give me a little more details. But whenever you know, break up with someone, that guy is going to be in some wounded energy for a while. You know, he's just been dumped. And Maya followed up and said, well, he canceled our meeting. So I think realistically, people are going to cancel on us from time to time. It's going to happen in life. Things are going to pop up. People are going to stay longer in a business meeting than they're supposed to. I mean, it's ridiculous how things can happen with time sometimes. But if this has been an ongoing habit of his, you really want to be able to set a boundary and say, you know, I notice that our time together, we keep having, you've had to cancel our time together, or our planned time together keeps getting interrupted. I'm curious what we can do about this. I'm curious if we can change this. I feel very alone. I feel a little abandoned, and it would feel so good to have wonderful time together. What do you think? But if you cut him off about that, I don't know if that means you broke up with him, or you just maybe shunned him for a little while. But as soon as I could, I would get back in touch with him and just say, you know, I miss you. I miss connecting with you. And I was really sad when our plans got canceled and I overreacted a little bit. What do you think? Is this something we can work out? And just kind of present that to him and just say, do you think that this is something we can work out? And see what the guy will say. Most guys are going to put up a fight and they're going to go, no, can't work out. Not with your attitude, not the way you treated me. They're going to want to punish you a little bit or shame you. That is what most men do. And you have to just sit there and go, okay, not agreeing with what he's saying. You're just letting him say it because he has this masculine energy. He has to make these proclamations. This is what men do with that energy. So let him get it out, give him a couple of minutes and then say, okay, well, it would just feel really good, you know, if we could kind of fix this. And miss hugging you. I miss feeling your arms around me. And then right then you're going to find out, is this man into just shaming me? Or is he like, I miss you too, baby. I want to come over too, but you can't keep doing this. You need to watch yourself. You know, they'll come in like dad and you just have to go, okay, okay. But then if this man keeps canceling on you or whatever it is, someone just asked a minute ago, they said, if a guy is disrespecting you or a guy who takes me for granted, you got to get that clarity. You got to talk about it. I'm not saying sit down all night and talk about it, but you have to be able to sit down and say, you know, I notice this keeps happening and talk about the good part of it. So for example, if he is, so if a man is taking you for granted, for example, you can say to him, you know, I'm feeling whatever. I'm feeling alone. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling whatever it is I'm feeling. It feels so good when blank. So if he's taking you, when he doesn't take you for granted, say, you know, it felt so good to, you know, we spent all weekend together and we painted my downstairs bathroom and we ordered out food and it just felt so good to be a family and be together. I want to do more things like that. What do you think? You're going to find out who that partner is and where their heart is. All right, everybody. I hope these three quick tips on how to use your feminine energy to get a man to chase you have been very helpful. I love doing lives with you all. I love connecting right to your hearts via my camera. Thank you for bearing with me during the difficult camera times. Ladies, please take a moment and like this video. Give it a thumbs up if it's helped you. This helps my channel grow. And if you're new to my channel, hit subscribe. Now, if you like my content, you like my videos, you like my message here, I have study programs. I get asked questions every day that are answered in FEM Tools for Dating. It stands for Feminine Energy Mindset Method. It is a $27 program right now. So go check it out. Get by yourself, gift yourself a program, go deeper and study my content. I would love to be part of your life and share your success story on my Instagram channel. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining and thanks for putting up with me and my camera falling over. And I'm sending you much love today and always. Bye-bye.